Let me begin this podcast telling you a personal story about the Roosevelts. When I was 2 years old, my father was killed in an automobile accident. He'd gone from a miner to a head of a metallurgy department at Superior Steel in Carnegie, Pennsylvania. And we dropped like a rock. For the next 6 years, we didn't have income. But because of personal reasons, my father had gone far enough to donate and to give to Social Security and his paycheck. The four youngest of us in my family were able to survive as a family and keep us at home because those four smallish checks that came every month from Social Security literally saved us from the orphanage and from the destruction of my family. So my mother was successfully able to raise all 11 of us to end a productive, very productive 11. 11 children, yes, you heard that right. And four of our boys became soldiers as well, which they were quite proud of. Presently, do I have a love of the Roosevelts? Presently, there's a gigantic threat against human rights. Secretary Pompeo and John Bolton and the president want to redefine human rights. There's no need to. Basic human rights is really what every parent wants for their child. You know, that's all. You just think about it. Your parents out there, it's all you want is your child to get an education, get a job, have a doctor when hurt, you know, be able to travel and live a good life without being bothered as long as they didn't break any rules. That's what human rights is about, is what parents want for their children. But there's a letter from Senator Menendez and Leahy to the State Department. I want to quote it. "We believe the extent to which this administration has undermined American leadership and credibility on promoting fundamental rights is of historical proportions. The department's proposed Commission on Inalienable Rights must not serve as a platform to further erode U.S. leadership and undercut U.S. interest." That's from Senator Leahy and Menendez and a number of other senators. They're concerned, and you should be concerned as well. And so I'd like to go over this with you. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights was written essentially by Eleanor Roosevelt and John Humphrey of Canada in 1948 and passed there in Paris. A few of the Russian satellites didn't vote for it, but for the most part, it was 95 or 90% passed. And to a great extent, this ominous threat is real because they have already established a department for this in the State Department. And so there was an editorial by Roger Cohen on July 13th in the New York Times, which was absolutely brilliant. And he really outlines well the issue. He says, "No plausible reason for this strange initiative has been given. Trump, having shown willful neglect toward human rights, now wants to redefine them. The exercise could only reflect his attempt for the rule of law, a free press, an independent judiciary, gays, minorities, women's productive rights, and the safety of migrant children, truth and decency, as well as his boundless affection for human rights violators." In other words, a disaster is in the making. Brilliant piece by Roger Cohen. Now, what I'd like to add to that is that I'd like you to get a copy of the Declaration of Human Rights and read it. And if it moves you some, it is the backbone of the human rights movement and the spine by which all human rights groups in the world work from. And it's a terribly important document because in 1961, Peter Benenson, who founded Amnesty International, was like a citizen who just discovered that writing letters could save people. And he set up a new organization called Amnesty that essentially brought citizens into the fray. Jimmy Carter, in his term, put human rights into the foreign policy of the United States as well. These two people contributed massively to the human rights movement. I was lucky enough with Bill Graham and George Travis and five beautiful musicians, Bruce Springsteen, Sting, Peter Gabriel, Yusuf Endur, and Tracy Chapman, to tour the world and play in 18 countries in a row in support of the 40th anniversary of the Declaration of Human Rights. And in some ways, these moments were the brighter moments, but to a great degree, the Declaration has been neglected. But what I'd like to see, and I'd like you to think about this, is printing the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, its articles, throughout every person's passport in the world. I think this is a good idea because it sets standards for the poor kids of the world, the poor kids in garbage dumps and in terrible places, starving and trying to get across the Sahel desert without any water. It is written for the oppressed. It controls the powerful and helps the weak. And that can't be wrong. I mean, that just got to be the way it is. And I think in some ways, if you could print off the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in your computer or get a copy and send it to Secretary Pompeo at the U.S. State Department at 2201 C Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20520. I remember in the human rights, when we played Hungary, which at that time was behind the curtain, the Iron Curtain. And when we played there, they wouldn't let us hand out the declaration. So what we planned with George and Bill is to shut down the lights at a certain moment in the audience and just toss those universal declarations of human rights all over the place and throughout the stadium, which we did. And what I would like to happen now is that same kind of symbolism that you participate in by sending your own letter to the Secretary of State at the State Department. And to remind you, the zip code is 20520. I think that'd be a great action. And also, I have a copy of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights printed in the American passport. Of course, not a real one, of course, but on each page it says it's not appropriate. But it prints it throughout, and I have a copy of that. And if you like, let me know about that as well. I'll be glad to send you a copy. But I think human rights must be protected. When they're not, the pain level of the world goes up. And believe me, if your child was ever in a torture chamber, you would pray to God and anybody you knew for help. You just would be on your knees begging, begging, begging for help. And the world has to respond to the weakest of us and to the poorest of us. And it's not colonialism or Western liberalism. What it is just a simple decency of what one parent should want for another. And remember that the struggle for human rights is really to protect the family, the rights of everybody to be what they want to be, love who they love, and so on. It's what it's all about, is just living a good life and being left alone to lead that good life. And so this action I want you to take is important. And just sending, you don't have to sign it. You can, of course, on your letterhead, whatever you want, but just send it to Secretary Pompeo and support Senator Mendez and Senator Leahy of Vermont. And appreciate the article, if you can find it, Roger Cohen in New York Times, on the editorial page on July 13th of this year. And if you'll do that, I'd deeply appreciate it. Have a good day, and always protect human rights, especially of your children. Thanks, Jack Healy.